1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to bring on Dean Wheeler. Dean Wheeler is with the Northern California Chi Experience, and he is in Las Vegas today. This is the Rectal Health Expo, Dean?
That is correct, Phil. This is an annual event in Las Vegas that the California Chi Experience attends. We're selling tickets and selling packages to our Native American Lodge Experience.
This has something to do with our... you're a health group, right? What is the California Chi Experience?
Phil, the California Chi Experience is a group of professionals devoted and dedicated to evolving the person, living in a world that, frankly, has gone mad lately. We utilize age-old techniques of yogic purification, and we really feel that our country, America, is engaged in what really has to be called a militaristic impurification of the planet. And many Americans, including those of us who are of the Chi, we're ashamed of that. We live each day ashamed of our country and its militaristic, barbaric response. And so the California Chi Experience recognizes that we're so ashamed of our response in Afghanistan, and we're ashamed of something else, Phil, the fact that all of us were sexually molested as children, and we need purification, and so that's what we're doing this weekend in our Native American...
Okay, not to interrupt you, but you just said something there. We were all sexually molested as children?
We believe, the California Chi Experience believes that all of us, no matter who we were or who we are, we're sexually molested, and we need to be purified of that. And that's why we're angry with what our country's doing.
And so even if I tell you that I know for a fact that I wasn't, I'm kidding myself?
Yeah, you are, Phil. You really are. We were all sexually molested. It doesn't make a difference who, and it doesn't make a difference what. All of us were sexually molested.
All of us.
Every one of us, yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting in a room right now with Craig Taylor, with my friend Chris, with Janice, all of them.
All of them to some degree, yes. Let me tell you something. It is something we block out, and that's why we are against what America's doing in Afghanistan, and where we're so against so many of the things that impurify us that we do need to release all of these impurities, and that's what the Native American Lodge Experience is about.
Well, tell us about, you know, I got to tell you right off the bat, I don't agree with your philosophy, but I guess that's, you know.
Well, that's fine. I think you'll come around to our way of thinking once you begin to recognize certain aspects of your life, why you may be afraid of certain things and why you may not be. Do you skip rope?
I'm sorry?
Do you skip rope?
Do I skip? No, I don't skip.
Well, when you were a child, did you skip rope?
No, I didn't skip rope as a kid either.
All right. Is it possible that you're afraid of the handle of a skipping rope?
I don't have any the handle of a skip of the kind of skipping rope like a boxer uses?
Yeah, the kind that kids use, right.
The handle?
Yes.
No, I'm not afraid of it.
Okay. You know, you say so.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? I don't understand. Does this have something to do?
Well, I'll get to that later, Phil, but I want you to think about that. Why would you be afraid? If you say you aren't, but why would you be afraid of the handle of a jump rope?
I'm not afraid of the handle of a jump rope.
But you don't. You've never skipped rope.
No.
All right.
Let's get back to what we're talking about here. The fact that we're all supposed to be ashamed of what America is doing in Afghanistan, so we need to go to this Native American Lodge Experience. Is that correct?
That is correct, Phil. For $1,500, you can sit in an authentic Native American lodge and sweat out the impure American militaristic vibe and poison. We have skin exfoliation, karmic cleansing. We have warming mud baths that pull the American industrial poison and the karmic cleansing that will pull our auras into constructive, actualizing places.
Okay, a lot of this stuff I don't understand, but the general gist here is that we need to go to get our guilt for what America's doing in Afghanistan.
That's it, essentially, Phil. What we need, it's really for all of us who feel ashamed. My friends and I, and people that I know, people who are with the Rectal Health Expo, the Northern California Chi Experience, the Northern California Yogic Experience, and the Steering Committee for the Betterment of the Planet. We all feel just ashamed of what America is doing in Afghanistan, and so we need to go and sit in a spa and have a massage and sit and have our frenzied dance on Saturday night. This is what we need. And when we sit in a mud bath and we allow the poison to be pulled from us, when we have our Pilates classes, when we do our frenzied dance around a bonfire on Saturday night, all of this helps us come to terms with the fact that we're ashamed of what's going on in Afghanistan. And then, of course, we have our regression class. There's so many things going on, but I want to put it out there for $1,500. A money order for $750 will reserve you a spot for two nights, and it does include the Chi Dynamic, which is a group session where you regress to the point of your sexual molestation.
All right, now that you're getting into some stuff here. Let me give our number out, 1-800-449-8686. You guys are based, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. You guys are basing your philosophy on your belief that we were all sexually molested as kids and we're all ashamed of America and its involvement in Afghanistan.
That is correct.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm not ashamed of my country's involvement in Afghanistan, nor was I sexually molested as a child.
Okay.
Meaning what?
Well, Phil, you know, there's so much that we're blind to, and there's so much that we're really stupid about. And one of the things that we're stupid about is the reality of our life. You may not feel ashamed of what we're doing in Afghanistan, but I'm very ashamed of it.
And so you need to go and get cleansed.
That is correct.
And you need to have all of the impurities pulled out of you.
That is correct. And we do prepare for our final cleansing by our regression to the point of when we were molested.
If I go and take your class, and I was never sexually molested, are you telling me I'm going to find a place?
Well, yes, you were.
All right, so I'm going to get to the point where I was?
Yes, you were. And after you heal...
So this isn't an idea that you plant in my head?
No, not at all. This is... You really were. And I'm suspicious of, you know, that whole jump rope thing. So the handle of a skip rope doesn't...
No, it does not. No, it does not make me afraid. Now, what is this, the final cleanse?
Well, Phil, the final cleanse is really what it's all about. On Saturday night, after we heal the tears of the molestation, we prepare for what we call the final cleanse. America's military involvement in Afghanistan is a very real thing, and so we have to cleanse from a militaristic point of view. And we do use the barrel of a Winchester rifle, which we then grease and use that as an enema tube. So
this is symbolic of something?
Yes, it is.
Are you talking about a lower colon cleansing?
That is correct, yes.
Using the barrel of a Winchester rifle?
We use the barrel of a Winchester. The ultimate killing machine is the rifle, and once you're properly invaded and cleansed by the greased barrel of the Winchester, the bile of war and disgust will flow out. And then our evening dance is where we do the frenzied dance of a free bird.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Chi Experience, where people who are ashamed of America's involvement in Afghanistan can go and have a Native American lodge experience, have a massage, get their skin exfoliated, and then have an enema using the barrel of a Winchester rifle. Here is Gene on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Wheeler, are you out of your mind? The reason we are over in Afghanistan is because they blew us up over here. They started this thing, and we're over there to take care of it and take out Bin Laden and the rest of his cronies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you what,
this idea
of a jump rope being something molested by a jump rope, you're out of your mind. You know what I think it is? I think you want the $1,500.
Well, Gene, first of all, I have a difficult time believing that you believe what you're saying. I think you know what you're saying.
Oh, really?
I think you know that what you're saying is wrong.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. You know, as well as you were. Were you molested as a kid?
No, I was not.
Well, how do you know?
Why do you ask him? How does he know?
Because I'll tell you what.
You don't know. You don't know. But if you come to our Native American sweat lodge, you involve yourself in the chi. You may think the sight at the end of the rifle may be uncomfortable, but you'd be surprised.
Let me tell you something, my friend.
Our members...
You putting a rifle at my rear end is not going to get you anything but a lot of heartache. Let me tell you.
First of all, I don't put it up there unless you want it up there.
Oh, trust me, it won't be.
Well, secondly, I believe that once you are regressed, you will want it up there.
Don't count on that happening, pal.
Well,
I think you know what I think it is? I think you guys are a bunch of perverts they like playing with guns, but don't have the guts to be over there fighting for this country.
No, sir, not at all. We are ashamed of America's militaristic involvement in Afghanistan.
Why? Don't you think we have a right to be over there?
Right. I mean, what is your political view on that?
My political view is that America needs to heal the planet, and we need to cleanse.
We're going to cleanse.
No, I don't mean that in a bloodletting sense. I mean it in the sense that we need to cleanse the poison of hate from our bodies. And the way we do that, we begin by regressing to the point of when we were sexually molested as a kid.
And I don't like this whole idea where you have this idea that we were all molested as kids.
Well, we were.
Well, you don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Why? Were you there?
Well, if I was, would you believe it?
No, because you know what? I know you weren't. I'm 47 years old, and I've got a memory that takes me back to the time I was about a year old. I can remember things when I was a kid.
Do you want to carry...
Nobody ever molested me.
Well, do you want to carry on the clogged anger of your childhood? Do you want to pass that on to your children? Your anger. You're going to... The anger of you taking the handle of a jump rope.
Huh? I've never jumped rope.
Yeah, but that's why, because there is a fear there.
In other words, he didn't jump rope and I didn't jump rope, so somebody shoved the handle of a jump rope up our rear ends.
I think so.
I'll tell you what, you got some real serious issues, either that or you're selling one hell of a lot of tickets at $1,500 a pop and getting these people to believe this malarkey. Because I'll tell you what, Mr. Wheeler, a lot of psychologists have said that you can actually get a person to believe anything that you want them to.
That's right.
David Koresh did the same thing.
What about the episode with your aunt? Hey, Gene, are you there, Gene?
Yes, I am.
All right, what about the episode with your aunt?
With who?
Your aunt.
What aunt?
You don't have an aunt.
Oh, I got a bunch of them.
All right.
Well, which one? I mean, what are you talking about?
All of them?
Huh?
All of them?
What do you think, I was getting funny with my aunts?
Are you hiding from it?
There ain't nothing to hide from. You are out of your mind.
Well, look, nobody is going to go to your Native American sweat lodge and put the grease barrel of a Winchester rifle up their rear end.
Well, you can either take the barrel or the bayonet. So...
All right. Thank you, Gene, for your call. We're talking to Dean Wheeler of the Northern California Chi Experience. We apparently are carrying around guilt over America's involvement in Afghanistan, and we need to depurify or get the get purified. And his Native American Sweat Lodge will help you do that. Cleansing, actualizing, warming mud baths, and finally an enema using the barrel of a Winchester rifle. 1-800-449-8686, and then you go to a regression point where you reach the point of when you were molested as a kid, even though you don't believe you were. He assures us, yes, you were. What kind of a nut? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, it's the fact that America's military involvement in Afghanistan, I think, takes us in a different direction than where we wanted to go. And what we're trying to do, Phil, is we are trying to take all of that anger that we have about America's...
What anger? I don't know that a lot of Americans are angry about it, okay?
I see a lot of people who are angry. I see a lot of people in our... in the group of people that we deal with here in our various book clubs and some of the groups that we talk with, they're very angry about this. And so what we're trying to do is purge ourselves of this anger. And the best place to do that is our Native American Sweat Lodge.
And for $1,500, I sit up there and I get karmic cleansing. The other thing you talk about, this lower colon cleaning with the barrel of a Winchester rifle.
That is correct. And you must, when you come to our Native American Sweat Lodge, you must be involved in that cleansing process. you are.
See, I got to understand, if a guy, if $1,500 pays $1,500 and he goes to your sweat lodge to get cleansed so he isn't ashamed of America's involvement in Afghanistan, I understand if he does that voluntarily, but I still don't have to take the barrel of a gun up my rear end, do I?
Yes.
Why? Why can't I opt away from that or say, no, I'd rather not have that?
No, once you pay your money, you're involved completely in the chi experience. There is no breaking the circle. There's no breaking the karmic circle. When we do our regression and we finally, feel better about ourselves and we make ourselves cleansed, part of that is taking the barrel of the Winchester rifle in the rear, and I don't want to be crude, but...
No, I know what you're saying. You're using the barrel of a Winchester rifle as an enema tube because of the bile of war. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, talking to Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Chi Experience about how most people are walking around feeling ashamed of our involvement in Afghanistan, and so therefore we need to cleanse.
Well, I don't know if...
You know, but that's what you're saying. We all need to cleanse that anger out of our system and get back to feeling right about our lives, right?
Well, Phil, if people want to go around denying the fact that they were molested, it's wrong. You have to...
And that's another thing. You're saying that every single solitary person in America was molested.
Yes, and once we all, come to that realization, we're going to feel great. Every one of us. We can finally walk out on the street and say, my parents molested me, with a smile on our face. And
oh, come on, man. And
how do you know?
I can tell you right now, I know.
So you remember when you were born?
No, I don't.
Well, then
never mind, man. I don't have to remember it all. I know it didn't happen to me. And just like that last guy said, you can plant thoughts in people's heads. Millie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Millie. Go right ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Millie. This is Dean Wheeler.
You know,
yes.
For remarks like that,
yes,
they have an asylum, and I'm really amazed that you haven't made it there yet. Let me tell you something, mister.
You think I'm nuts?
If you were over in Afghanistan...
Where?
Afghanistan.
I'm not familiar.
Afghanistan.
Oh.
If you were over there instead of this wonderful United States, they'd have your head for talking like this.
Well, wait a second. We need to cleanse. Have you, Millie, when you were molested as a kid, okay, have you ever been to a spa?
Let me ask you something.
Well, no,
do you think that every citizen in the United States was molested as a child?
Yes, every single one.
That's nuts.
No.
Well,
no,
I'll tell you what.
You have to come to a realization of it. When we regress on our Saturday night frenzied dance of the freed bird, we recognize this.
You recognize it. Everybody else knows you're a crazy nut. If you want that thing put up your rear end, that's your privilege. And if you were molested, I'd keep my mouth shut about it.
No,
because
I,
the
I
rest
know.
Of us were raised in Christian families, were not molested. Goodbye.
Well, Millie,
and I hope,
did you
I
jump
hope
rope?
The asylum finds a place for you.
Did
goodbye.
Did you jump rope as a child? Okay, see. I would be willing.
Well, I think that lady speaks for a lot of us.
Well, I would be willing to guess that her colon, that she hasn't had quality time with it. And
all right, 1-800-44, whatever that means, okay?
Well, I'm talking about the health of the lower colon.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Chi Experience. Here is Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Wheeler, I am Native American, and not all Native Americans used a sweat lodge. A lot of us went to water to purify ourselves.
Oh, this is great. Some
burnt sage. So you're using a generic term.
Are you really Native American?
To include all our people and to exploit our culture and stereotype our culture.
No,
$1,500 a pop.
We have respect for the Native.
Well, who's going to be molesting these people with a gun barrel? I mean.
No, it's not molesting. Not when you ask,
oh,
not when
okay.
you voluntarily have a gun barrel put.
Well,
put
you're
there.
A charlatan, and you're basically exploiting our culture to make a profit.
No, wait a minute.
If you really cared about these people, all these services would be free.
We have a real Indian.
Oh, okay.
And he shows.
Well, if he was a real Indian, he wouldn't be exploiting his own culture in this manner.
Well, wait a minute. You say that you're a Native. You don't sound like an Indian.
Oh, now we have to sound a different
way. Well, they always they always say, me go to the mountain or something.
Oh, yeah, we have to wear feathers and beads.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler performed by me, and the people calling in, well, they thought Dean was a real guy there from the Northern California Chi Experience. I don't even know what Chi means. That was just a word that I'd heard once. I think there's a thing called Tai Chi, and then I've heard of Thai, but that's food, isn't it? And then there's Chi, and that's something you put on a hamburger. So, it's a what? It's like a something you drink, Chi. Chi and lemon. Yeah, green tea, stuff like that. Iced tea. By the way, is that cat who sings, man, a guy who raps, is it iced tea or is it iced tea? I-C-E-D-T-E-A or I-C... I know what it is, yes. Can you imagine if the cat's name was iced tea? Okay, so anyway, so cheese your energy force, yeah. Well, a lot of that is inspired really by my wife's real aberrant friends from the northern part of the state of California. By the way, our kids made it into the football finals, but in California, the finals are, we have two finals in California, Southern Section and Northern Section. We don't even want to know from the North. They have nothing to do with their football, their chi, nothing, man. And I told you early on in the whole Afghan 9/11 thing, when I used to get these emails at the house from my wife's Quaker friend from up there, and I was getting all of these emails, some of them purporting to be from former Marines and veterans of wars, and all of these emails from people saying what a horrific and dastardly and terrible thing it would be for America to escalate, and restraint was the word, you know. And so I was firing back these emails concerning my belief that we ought to put a bullet in a mad dog, and I can only imagine that there, you know, this kind of circle of peace and serenity and reasonableness was interrupted every so often with my email firing in there from the hell of Southern California, from Smell A. I think we ought to go in there and kill them all! Because that was my, and their email was,
we urge you to send a letter to President Reagan, and I don't know, just come on, quit it. Everything's got to be nice and fun. And
then in comes Phil's, you know, put a bullet in him. So I never heard from them again. They took me off of their little email tree, and that was the end of that. And remember the other one that I got? The one that I got from the, well, I don't want to say he was a producer from Fox, because that would be, but producer from Fox. And this one was an email having to do with, alert, alert, this weekend there could be biological attacks in L.A. Alert, you know, really. And I got so angry that I sent this email, something to the effect, it was very nice and very pleasant, it was very professional, and I basically told the guy to go to the devil. I said, don't ever send me your stuff, don't send it to my house, my kids are reading this, my kids have total access to my computer and all of the websites that I visit, uh-oh. And I don't want any more of your crap. And that's the last I saw there. By the way, I saw that review in the LA Times today of the best damn sports show, period. Did you see it at all? Have you seen the show? Have you heard of the show? Okay, I got no's to the first two questions, and then one no and one yes to the last one, which is, have you seen it? Have you seen it?
I've heard of it.
Oh, you heard of it. So you ain't seen it. Well, the show, that's the show I auditioned for. I went and I auditioned for this thing. And during the show, and during the audition, I should say, there was a guy there, Reggie Theus, who used to play for the Sacramento Kings. And he was there on the panel, and I was auditioning as the host of the show. So I was there with this guy, Reggie Theus, some other big lummox, I forget his name, football player. Not Bradshaw, no, it was Bill Moss. The guy used to play for the Chiefs. And another guy. So we're there, and anyway, Theus and I got into some conversation that was very spirited, and we started making motions with our hand and our wrist, you know, the kind of, you know what I'm talking about, the jag thing. So we start doing this, and I get this thing, you got to wear this, what they call is it an IFB, Craig, the thing you put in your ear? You got to wear a thing where there's a guy talking to you from the booth. Because the guy in the booth, he knows which questions to ask. He knows exactly what you ought to say. Yeah, why didn't he host the freaking thing? Apparently, people in television are so stupid, they can't think of anything to say. They got to have a guy up there telling them what to say. So he's yakking in my ear, and I'm trying to say some things that are moderately funny and interesting. I finally pulled this thing out of my ear. But the guy at one point screams into my ear, no crudity. Come on, Phil, come on, listen up. This is going to be just like the Fox NFL Sunday, except it's going to be every day. It's just going to be like that show with Howie and Terry and Chris and JB. Only it's going to be every day. Now, come on, clean it up. He kept saying, clean it up, be a little bit more, be clean, you know, this and that. Don't talk over each other. Now they got a show on there, man, that apparently, I read the review from Rosenberg, and these guys are talking about their asses and talking about everything but sports. So where did they change? Where did I go wrong? I would have been perfect for that show. Not. But the thing that they had, and then the cat writes about Tom Arnold, who is Roseanne's boyfriend. This guy, well, I should say Roseanne's ex-boyfriend, or was that her husband? I forget. They were reviewing his performance, saying that it was sort of desperate, like a guy who knows this is his last gig. What do you think of that, Chris? What do you think of that, Craig? They're both nodding? Boy, that's cruel. And the guy that was screaming in my ear, I think they fired him. But anyway, that IFB thing, I finally pulled it out of my head, and I looked at the guy, I forget who he was, some bald-headed guy like me who was running the show, and I said, look, I can't have that freaking thing in my ear. Well, let's try it without it, huh? Yeah, let's try it without it. Let's try it without some guy yelling in my ear so maybe I can just talk. You know, we'll just talk and we'll ask questions. I don't need the guy telling me which guy to go to. Maybe I'm bitter that I didn't get the shot. You know what I'm saying? Because if Rosenberg's ripping it an ass in his column, man, it's, you know, I'm jealous. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here. Phil Henry Show website is where you can get all of the latest on our show, all of the latest audio, all of the latest stuff. All of the latest archived audio, some of the better bits from the past. I mean, it's all there. We have a live line that you can listen to today's show 24 hours a day. We have a 30-day archive, and we have our audio archives featuring long and short bits from shows going back 7-8 years. And the quality on these bits, better than anything else you'll find on any other website, wherever. So go to philhenryshow.com, get your backstage pass, because you got to have your backstage pass to get our audio. It's only $6.95 a month, and I've already asked, and maybe, just maybe, we will have a webcam cast sometime before Christmas. Now, this is going to be cool, because let me tell you what this webcam cast is going to be about. We're going to have not only a webcam in the studio watching me as I do the show, we're going to put one in the office as we do show prep. What do you think of that? You've never seen that before. You've never seen how dull, how boring, how insufferably, like, just nothing it can be watching people prep a radio show. Now you can see it. So maybe we'll do that before Christmas. And then again, maybe not. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Henry.
Talking with Craig, he says, yeah, someday I'm going to have a job where I can just go and get drunk at lunch and go back to work. What job is that? Well, you work for yourself. You're still going to have to work. You got to go, I'm going to go. You know, the days of that booze at lunch thing, forget it. I'm old enough to remember the dying vestiges of you go to lunch and have a beer, which I can't do that. There's just no way. I don't know how many people do. I'm not talking about whether it, you know, whether or not you're able to do your work in terms of staying awake. I'm just talking about why would you want to take the edge off of your day by, you know, drinking during lunch? And who was it that I was talking to somebody this past weekend? It's generally an Italian or some kind of a European. They'll say, well, you know, you should have a bottle of wine a day. Always drink a bottle of wine a day. always drink a bottle of wine a day. There's some guys down here on Hill Street that drink a bottle of wine a day. They drink a drinking a bottle of wine for breakfast. I worked with a guy one time. I was working at a radio station in upstate New York. This guy was an Italian, and he did an Italian melody show on Sundays. The station I worked at was Oldies But Goodies. But on Sunday, because this was upstate New York, there's a lot of Polish and Italian and German people. And you know how, like, in L.A., we play a lot, there's a lot of Mexican stations? Up there, there's just a passel of Polish stations. And so this one guy had an Italian melody show, and he's a wine salesman. And he used to say, "Hey, Phil, you drink a wine?" I said, "Yeah, you know, well, you should drink a bottle of wine a day. Bottle of wine a day." And I said, "Do you drink a bottle of wine a day?" He says, "Oh, you bet." I says, "I thought so, man. You look like it." Then I asked him, "Does a bottle of Jack Daniels count?" He says, "Yeah." Okay, well, then I'm doing fine. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Looking at the front pages of all the papers, it's hard to tell if I'm looking at the front of the news section or the entertainment section. Shots of American Marines ready for action seems to be happening the same time Hollywood has decided it is time to release their slew of war movies. Is it timing? We don't know. But by God, Disney became the first to let them rip. They held a world premiere behind enemy lines aboard the USS Carl Vinson. And more films are on the way overseas to entertain our troops as well as in our theaters. We must be ready to not only watch our troops in action, but our actors pretend to be. Coming up, Behind Enemy Lines, this starts, it starts on Friday. And this is a flick, Owen Wilson. Oh, I saw the previews to this. This looks kind of dumb, doesn't it? Owen Wilson plays a Navy flight navigator shot down by Serbs during a reconnaissance mission during the Bosnian War with Gene Hackman. Is this the same guy that did all the wisecracks in Shanghai Noon? He's kind of a quasi-goofball kind of a guy. If he starts doing shtickaroo in that, I'm walking out to get some popcorn, and then I'm walking back in to my seat. Black Hawk Down, this is the one that I'm kind of interested in. Elite U.S. troops who are trapped in Somalia. Based on real events, the story depicts elite U.S. soldiers who are trapped in Mogadishu, Somalia, with Josh Hartnett and Ewan McGregor, opens in select cities December the 28th. Another movie called We Were Soldiers, U.S. Soldiers Trapped in Battle in Vietnam, Mel Gibson, teams again with Braveheart screenwriter Randall Wallace in this tale of 400 U.S. soldiers trapped in the first major battle of Vietnam, opens March 1st. If he goes and runs in slow motion down a hill, I am going to shoot somebody. You know, if he does another slow motion battle thing, things are going to get ugly. All right, the next one is No Man's Land. This opens on December the 7th, a trench between enemy lines in Bosnia. Bosnia's official entry for the Foreign Language Academy Award pits a Bosnian and a Serb soldier in No Man's Land, a trench between enemy lines during the Bosnian War. This opens on December the 7th. The next one is a movie called Dark Blue World, Czech pilots in World War II who fall for the same woman. An entry for the Foreign Film Oscar, the tale follows two Czech pilots who joined the British Royal Air Force during World War II and fall in love with the same woman. It opens in select cities December the 28th. And then finally, Charlotte Gray, an English woman who goes behind enemy lines as a spy. And as I mentioned that, my producer Chris Pelton put up on the screen, that sounds like crap. An ordinary Englishwoman, Kate Blanchett, now you digging it? Goes behind enemy lines as a spy in a special operation with the French Resistance with Billy Crudup. If ever there was a cat with a great name, it's Billy Crudup. This opens in select cities on December the 28th. What do you think the number one, I don't know what to say about any of these flicks, although the one that I do want to see is that Black Hawk Down, because it's based on the book of the same name, and it was a true story. And if you're going to go see anything, in my opinion, it's got to be something based even remotely on fact. That's why I didn't like Pearl Harbor. Now, anyway, I'm kidding. It was a fine movie. The first hour, you know. The rest of Pearl Harbor was fine. That whole thing where they wipe out an entire Japanese squad with just two guys and, and like a toothpick, that was stretching it. But other than that, see, here's the whole thing about that Charlotte Gray, an ordinary English woman going behind enemy lines as a spy. All ordinary English women are 300 pounds with no teeth. So that right away stretches the credulity of what it is I'm trying to say here. So that whole trip with Pearl Harbor, everybody says the movie blew. It wasn't that bad if you could get through that whole first part with the love thing. Although, I've heard people say that was the best part of the movie. And they're generally women, but they still say that was the best part of the movie. But the rest of it, the whole bombing of Pearl Harbor and, you know, okay, some of it was crap. What do you want? If you show the way life truly is on a movie screen, you're going to make too much money. And then where are they going to put it all? There's only so much space in the banks. You got to keep these movies from making too much dough. That's why they try to write crap can scripts, get a whole bunch of big name stars, write the crap can script so the profit on the thing is like in the toilet, and they don't make that much jack. Because if they actually made a movie about how things really are in real life, they can't find no freaking bank hold that much jack. And there's only so big a swimming pool these cats can build. Right now, the word is out in Hollywood, more crap movies. I don't want to see anything that is going to bust $300 million. Okay, anyway. Now, the movies that have made the money, speaking of that, Saving Private Ryan, I wonder what the budget is on Ocean's 11 with all them stars. Boy, that's a good question. I hear that's a really great movie. And you know who directed that? Neither do I. I thought maybe you knew. Steven Soderbergh. It's got to be great. That's the guy that did Traffic and Aaron Brockovich. You watched what? The first Ocean's 11 is kind of... What's up with the first Ocean's 11 with Sammy Davis Jr. doing that whole song and dance with garbage men? EO-11! And the guy's dancing on garbage can lids with all the other trees. You know, he's doing like a soft shoe with all these other guys that are going to go out and pick out the garbage pails from behind the freaking hotels. What's EO-11 stand for, by the way? I don't know. I know O-11 might be Ocean's 11. That might be somewhere. We may be in the ballpark there. But EO-11, and that other thing when he pops his eyeball out and it drops into the garbage can, I do not dig that at all. EO-11! And the eye to... Okay, we're going to be taking it. We're going to have a poll on my website. How many more years will we be hearing Sammy Davis Jr. glass eye gags until finally it just sort of passes right out of the culture? How many more years? Take a pick. I bet you we find Bin Laden before we stop hearing the Sammy Davis glass eyeball gags. Oh, boy, that poor guy. And Sandy Duncan. Don't even get me started. The EO-11. EO-11, Oceans, but the EO thing, number one movie for making the gym, Saving Private Ryan, $216 million. And that, of course, was in July of 1998. Number two, Pearl, now these are recent war films, but I don't think of, poor Peter One-Eyed Pan, Sandy Duncan. This is going to be a re-release, Peter One-Eyed Pan. Starring Sandy Duncan. Okay. Number two is Pearl Harbor, $198 million. So you can't just scream at that. That's still what, just for a movie that everybody said sucked, it did pretty good, right? Now, what do you think is number three? Way down the list at number three. It's a Revolutionary War movie. You got it. Enemy at the Gates. No, it's The Patriot for $113 million. The next after that is U-571, 75. I don't know that one. The submarine movie. And then Three Kings, which they call a Persian Gulf War movie. You know, that's like saying that this show is we do news commentary or something. It's Persian Gulf only in the most remote sense, wouldn't you? Was there one Persian in that movie? A whole bunch of Arabs. Thin Red Line, $36 million. Did you see that Thin Red Line? I actually thought it was pretty good. I thought the narration stuff sucked, but I don't know. And then finally, way at the bottom of the list, sucking you-know-what is, well, no, I mentioned it, Thin Red Line. So you're right, Chris, it did suck. Phil Henry Show.